Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Pastor Dean Porter. He facilitates a church here in the Stuart area and does a lot in the Guthrie County area as a jail chaplain. And also, he is known for the Southern Gospel Sing, the 21st rendition of which, can't even believe it's been that long already, is coming around this weekend there at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds following up River Ruckus from last weekend. A lot of great performers. I see the list before me here right there. So, Dean, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be able to host the gospel thing. And you said this is our 21st year, and time really flies when you're having fun. And this year we're having probably right at 18 groups coming in. They'll start in Friday at 3 o'clock till 8:30, and then on Saturday it'll be from 10 o'clock till about 7:30. And if you love Southern gospel music, you'll have a good time here with the 18 to 20 groups that we'll be having.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just kind of a basic rundown here of what's going on. And, of course, you're also bringing out to Tori's Angels. They're going to be out here providing food. Any other vendors that you know of that are going to be out there along with the musicians?
Well, I don't know for sure who all will be there on the vendors. I know LC Clinic, I believe, is going to be there, but we'll have the table set up. If anyone is interested in that, they should contact me here at my number, 641-757-0192, for any information they may need about the gospel thing.
Absolutely. So, of course, as you mentioned, the Guthrie County Fairgrounds, I assume you can bring your RV or camper out there. Is that true?
They have camping facilities right there, more than sufficient to meet the needs. You can bring your lawn chairs, or we'll provide seating either way. Tori's Angels will be providing the food for us that day, which is very good. You won't go hungry with Tori's Angels.
Absolutely. Now, of course, I'm looking at the list here right now, Dean, and I see Mary and Susie Q on there. Of course, Mary, your lovely wife, and I believe Susie Q, your daughter. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so it's become kind of a family affair with a gospel sing. What does it feel like to have them be involved in this as well?
Well, it's a tremendous endeavor on our part as a family. But we're not alone. It's not just Mary and I. We have a great committee. Bill and Karen Sparks from Guthrie Center, Jesse and Elaine Wilkerson from Minburn, Gene Atkinson from Grimes. If I didn't have them, we wouldn't have the thing we got.
So now we're looking at 21 years that this is coming up. Did you imagine it would go this long when you first started it?
I don't know what. When I first started, we started with three groups 21 years ago. And about 4 years into it, I was ready to give up. And I was told to stick with it. And God is blessed. And now then we're running close to 20 groups every year. So I had no idea God would bless it that much.
Wow, that's fantastic, Deed. And, of course, looking down at the list of groups here, is there anything else that has changed in the last 20 years other than the fact that you have gotten more of these groups to come out?
Well, it's more than just groups coming. We become a family. These groups like New Shoes, Ambassadors of Grace, Jimmy Smith, Greg and Susie York, all these people, we become a close-knitted family. And through the year, we have prayer needs, and we know we have a prayer chain of people that pray for one another and lift up and encouragement.
Now, of course, a very spiritual type of weekend here. Have you seen anything yourself as far as people, I don't want to say maybe changing, but people having profound experiences as a result of this weekend?
Every year we'll have someone come up and relate to us how that they was encouraged and inspired by the event, or we'll have various testimonies of those that come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that's what it's all about. We don't promote a church here. We promote Christ. And then the best part, I think, or one of the best, is that Sunday morning, following the saying, our whole area, these groups are in churches in the area ministering.
Yeah, that's a great thing to hear there, Dean. And a couple of details we need to finish out here. I think the festival, the weekend is free. Is that correct?
That's right. We don't require tickets or money. We take a love offering, and then the groups, they have their tables set up to help them on that too.
And I'm assuming just come and go as your schedule allows, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's just come and go. You can bring your lawn chairs, or your, like I said, or we have a seating. And we'll run probably, over the weekend, we'll probably run close to 400 to 500 people that come in and come and go through there.
Not quite as many as River Ruckus, but no. Certainly a different kind of crowd. I know Sheriff Marty Argenbright, I kind of joking along that it's always nice to get that kind of crowd after what they have to deal with River Ruckus. But, of course, River Ruckus went fantastically this year. We're happy to have both different sides of music represented here in Guthrie County. The theme for this year for the Southern Gospel scene is From the Cradle to the Cross. And, Dean, anything else you want to mention to our listeners?
If people want to know any more about the gospel singing, any information, just give me a call, 641-757-0192.
We'll also post the list of groups and the times there on RaccoonValleyRadio.com. Just go look at our news section, or I'll look at on demand with this interview at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the Let's Talk Guthrie County tab. Once again, that's Pastor Dean Porter joining us for Let's Talk Guthrie County. He is one of the coordinators for the Guthrie County Southern Gospel Sing, now entering its 21st season. Dean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.